It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back with Lainey Dolphin talking about dreams. Lainey, so many people seem to be under stress because of this coronavirus situation. And as you had mentioned, you know, they're dreaming about it and all this. What can they do to let their dreams make them feel better, if anything?
Well, you want to record your dreams, write it down. And you and I have talked before about how a picture really is worth a thousand words. You don't need a big, long dream with a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you just have one picture, even one picture says so much. Like one dreamer this week was dreaming about a scale in the bathroom. And so it was about, not about weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. It's really about the weight, W-A-I-T, that all of us are doing with this quarantine. And she writes about the scale, I can't not see it, which is true. It's true what she's saying. You always want to listen to the language of the dreamer because that's how it helps you catch the situation that triggered this morning's dream. Maybe I should back up and give you six basic, what I call, points of entry that to help you uncover why you had that dream last night. We should just...
All right, let's do it.
Let's just do that one. So the first is the feelings. So one guy's dreaming that his wife is cheating on him, and when we look at the reflection, it was really about a client that he had for 20 years, which is also the exact same amount of time that he was married. And he's dreaming that his wife is cheating on him, but really it's because after 20 years, the client took his business somewhere else.
Jeez, what a way to put them together, huh?
Yeah, but the link, because it really is an unbelievable database, but he linked the term of the relationship at 20 years. And because he wasn't, we hide from ourselves and we lie, we avoid, and we sweep. And that's called welcome to the human race, because that's what we do in our waking life is we don't want to look at stuff. And so we stuff it in the background. And that's what he was doing, that dreamer, about the fact that he lost that client. He was holding it in. And you can only hold something in for so long before your dream is going to give it to you. And when your dream gives it to you, it gives it to you big.
Yep, whether you like it or not, I bet.
It wants you to get it because your unconscious only delivers the truth, only and always delivers the truth. So where we lie to ourselves in our conscious life, your unconscious never lies to you. It's your higher self.
That's true.
And so he's dreaming that his wife is cheating because that gives him the emotion and impetus to Call the client, for goodness sake. Find out why he took his business somewhere else. So the dream creates a scenario that builds up the emotion to help the dreamer lift the phone and talk about what's making him feel betrayed in his life. And he realizes it's not his wife, it's the client. You see what I mean?
I get it. That's
I know
interesting
you get it.
How the body
Absolutely.
Does that.
Because I've been on with you before.
What a great mechanism.
I know you get it.
That is something. That's one of 6 points, right?
Now, another one is the action. And the fastest example I can think of that I think I haven't used on Coast to Coast is a woman who is jumping out of a burning chair. And that's an example of a one-picture dream. Not a long story. She's jumping out of a burning chair, and that is the action. That's a woman who's procrastinating. So her unconscious gives her a dream that physically makes her jump up to get to stop procrastinating. And so a third one is puns and play on words. And the same way as we use puns and play on words in our waking life, we are constantly using them in our dreams. Like, I'll use myself as an example. Years ago, when I'm 60, going to be 68 next week.
Okay.
And when
Happy
I was
birthday.
40, I was finding my voice. Like, literally, finding my voice. And I had a series of dreams I call my kneeling dreams, always walking around on my knees. And I was doing fine on my knees, except one time I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and it started snowing, and I was trying to get up the stairs to a higher campus at the university,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't stand up. And when I woke up, I said to my husband, I couldn't stand up. And he said, why? Who are you having trouble standing up to?
Interesting.
And it was my brother.
Interesting. So he picked up on that right away, didn't he?
Yeah, because when you and I are going to do it tonight, because when you listen to the dreamer recall their dream, you will be stunned at how you hear it. You hear it coming from the dreamer. Like, here's another looking for... a corona dream about a woman who's dreaming that she's in her childhood home and she sees, and they had a park with a little mountain across the street. And in the dream, she's with her newborn baby and her husband, and she looks across the street and sees there's like a jacuzzi there. They've built up all kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and she's imploring her husband to come across the street. So I asked her, how do you associate a jacuzzi? What's a jacuzzi about? And she says, that's where she feels safe. And so, and her childhood home, where the dream takes place, is also where she feels safe. And another association that she has to a jacuzzi is that her parents have been trying to decide for a long time whether they should get a jacuzzi in their country home or not. So when I'm analyzing a dream, I accept all of your associations that happen inside the dream, and I also include your responses to me about your associations from your waking life. So the parents, having not decided yet about whether they're going to get a jacuzzi or not, how does that translate for the dreamer? For that dreamer, this week, in this coronavirus situation, is a story that doesn't have an ending yet.
And that's frustrating to a lot of people.
That's right, and also scary. So the dreamer is helping herself understand what's the subject that triggered the dream. So now she knows she wants to look for a story that doesn't have an ending yet. And when she said, talking about describing the park across the street and how it's changed, her language, this is her sentence, I can't believe everything has changed. And she's right. everything has changed.
Absolutely.
But she's using the park across the street from her childhood home in order to say something to herself about today, about this week and the coronavirus, that everything has changed. And so that's how you start looking at what's going on with the language. And before I leave this dream, I'm going to tell you four things the dreamer gives herself about how she can manage during this time. She brings a jacuzzi in, and what is her association to jacuzzi? She loves them. They make her feel safe. That's where she habitually goes. She has a jacuzzi in her house.
That's where she hides out, basically.
That's right. And she even pours herself a glass of wine. So she chooses an image of a place where she feels safe. Her parents, she goes to her childhood home. That's where the dream takes place, in a place where she also feels safe.
Safe and comfortable. Yep.
Yes. And even her country house and the mere mention of it outside the dream, it wasn't in the dream, but just the fact that her parents are trying to decide whether they're going to put a jacuzzi there, the country house is where the family hangs out. And what's the message to the dreamer? The message to the dreamer is, even though you're not seeing your parents right now, keep in touch with them on FaceTime. Reach out to the places and people where you feel safe. Go soak in a jacuzzi. So the dream is telling her what to do about how she can't believe that everything has changed.
How many people, Lainey, don't understand their dreams, can't interpret their dreams?
Most people, and that's why I'm here.
Good.
And I really mean it, because your unconscious is the best shrink that you could ever have, because it's you, it's your inner self guiding you to giving you the tools that you need at this particular time to manage your way through this. And it's so miraculous to me. Even it's like 47 years later, and I sitting here during this quarantine period, hearing dreams from people, positively fascinated that we're all dealing with the same subject, and each of us is doing it in our own way.
Well, we sure are. But you say the subconscious really tries to take over to make things better for us.
It does. You want another example?
Sure.
Good, because I'm not attuned to when commercials are coming.
No, that's my job. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You just keep talking. When I interrupt you, that's time to leave for a little.
Okay. And so here's a third example that came to me from a Facebook follower that he wins. And this is another example why you don't need a big, long story. He wins a $250 million lottery.
Whoa.
And so he's like an online lottery. That's the whole dream. And so that's another theory. It's another theory that's being proven. And this is what the theory is. Sometimes we get so low for too long, and we actually forget what it feels like to feel good. And so when that happens, that you feel so low, your unconscious is going to give you a big high. And that's why this dreamer has a dream that he won $250 million. And his unconscious succeeded because he did get up feeling better. And so just the same way that I was talking about the rehearsal dreams giving you a been there, done that, this is an example of take that feeling and run with it, because that's what the dream does. First of all, it creates a balance, because the dreamer's feeling so low, and so the lottery makes him feel so high, and it creates a physiological balance inside your system. So your unconscious is taking care of you that way. But at the same time, it's also reminding the dreamer what it feels like to feel good. And he felt better yesterday after having that dream. So he kind of righted himself by having a dream like that.
Interesting. Now, like Bill Murray's Groundhog Day dreams where they kept coming over and over again, recurring dreams. Why do people do that? Why do they dream the same dream maybe several times?
Well, sometimes you're repeating because your unconscious wants to make sure that you get it. And do you remember when we were in school that business about read it, write it, recite it, read it, write it, recite it? That's how we learn. We repeat. And so you saw that actually in Jacqueline's dream, who used feeling safe to say, I feel safe to herself. She used it by the repeat. She uses it in the jacuzzi, her childhood home, and her country house. And they, when you deconstruct those images, she's saying the same darn thing to herself. I want to feel safe. And so she's just repeating it, and that's what all of us are doing. It's like I often say that before I went on television for the first time about 18 years ago, I was dreaming about a ghost. And what does that mean? It means I'm scared, because I was scared. And then later on, I was dreaming that I was standing on the abyss of a cliff. And what does that mean? It means I'm scared. And then closer to the morning, I dreamt about my grade 5 teacher. And what does that mean? It also means I'm scared. So that's one way that we repeat. We repeat inside the dream. And I think you are also, just to encompass repeating dreams that happen over a period of like a lifetime, right? Where you have this image, like, let's say, maybe you're always having like a hurricane dream or something. That might be a favorite expression.
Interesting.
Where the picture means something. You say something to yourself. You know, like if I say to you, you know the expression, my head is spinning?
Well, talking about spinning, when I was younger, I would have a lot of dreams that my feet were running like crazy, but I wasn't going anywhere. How come?
I love it. And how young do you think that?
I must have been about 15 to 17, something like that.
Right. And do you think it's possible around that time in your life that you had ideas about what you wanted to do with your life?
Oh, I had ideas what I wanted to do when I was 11 years old, Lainey.
But were you actually physically able to do it when you were 14, 15?
No, that came a couple of years later.
And for me, if that was my dream, that would be the expression of already knowing what I want to do and where I want to go, but I'm running and like spinning my wheels, but I can't get there yet because I'm just plain too young.
Interesting. Now, I never had dreams about teeth falling out. What the heck does that mean?
Well, okay, let's talk about that, because you can't really, that's why I wrote my books, because you can't really look it up in a book. But here's some things we definitely know. We know that all through time, human beings, when we're around 6 or 7, our teeth fall out. It's something that's inevitable and something that we have absolutely no control over. And so I know a woman who is dreaming that her teeth are falling out because somewhere inside her, even though she was lying to herself about it during the day, she knew that that relationship was coming to an end. Hmm. But she kept dreaming that her teeth were falling out because it was something that she knew inside that relationship was about to come to an end and he was going to break off with her. So she's dreaming about her teeth falling out because it's something that's the inevitable and something that she has no control over. And then I'll know somebody else who's dreaming that their teeth are falling out because they've been holding something in that needs to be said. And you know that expression, spit it out already?
Yep.
So sometimes that dream is giving the dreamer a rehearsal about spitting the words out of your mouth. But when it comes in the form of a metaphor, it's your teeth falling out.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.